For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller. Imagine an evening at the symphony. Traditionally, dressing up for such an event has been almost as much of a given as the fact that some orchestral music will be performed. Especially for the players on stage and the conductor wielding the baton over them all, keeping to a formal, uniform standard of dress is often as expected as keeping to the beat. But for some time now, orchestras have been trying on a more relaxed concert experience. Among them is the South Carolina Philharmonic, which established its annual Beethoven and Blue Jeans concert in the 1998-1999 season. At 20 years old, the concert continues to offer audiences and performers a chance to enjoy classical music in casual clothes. Recently, I had the chance to speak with the Philharmonic's music director, Morihiko Nakahara, about this anniversary of Beethoven and Blue Jeans. He filled me in on the thinking behind it, as well as the specific pieces that are part of this year's program. Here are a few highlights from our conversation. Morihiko, it's great to have you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I understand that there's a big anniversary coming up at the SC Philharmonic.
Yeah, so this weekend, on Saturday night at the Kohler Center, we are doing our annual Beethoven and Blue Jeans program, which is one of our Masterworks concerts we do every season. And this is our 20th anniversary of Beethoven and Blue Jeans. So it's a little bit of a milestone.
Now, what's Beethoven and Blue Jeans all about? I mean, is it just Beethoven, or are you required to wear denim? What's the thinking behind this concert?
Yeah, well, you know, there's so many components or elements that make Beethoven and Blue Jeans a fun event. But I think first and foremost is this whole notion of trying to break down this perceived or real or not, this barrier that sometimes can exist between the stage and the audience. Because, you know, if you look at the history of classical music and the performance of it, even with today's technology and how the society has changed, the basic format hasn't changed, right? So we have a stage of some kind on which the performers perform, and on the other side we have the audience. And that's sort of, you know, been that way for hundreds of years, really. But there is then, you know, especially in a large venue like the Kohler Center, it's a little bit different maybe when it's more of an intimate setting for like salon, like house concerts with chamber music and so on. But with, you know, big orchestral performances, you know, there could be this sort of a divide almost. So, you know, the idea that was devised, you know, 20 years ago was to kind of make it more fun and approachable for the audience. So what makes it unique is that obviously there's Beethoven on the program. Obviously, one of the most popular composers, rightfully so. And the orchestra members, we all wear denim, all wear blue jeans.
I was going
and,
to ask.
Yeah, and we encourage everybody else in the audience to wear their blue jeans as well. So, you know, it's become a fun, you know, fun event, so much so that we have a few audience members who, you know, they always circle which one the Beethoven Blue Jeans concert is going to be every season. Because, you know, it changes from season to season. This time it's in January, but sometimes it could be in the fall or some other time. So, you know, they circle that and they look forward to that. Yeah, it's, you know, we've been doing it. It predates me. And I've seen it mentioned a few other places. I don't know who started doing it first. There are a few other orchestras around the country that have the same sort of the Beethoven Blue Jeans concept, and, you know, it kind of rhymes, or, you know, letter B, right?
Yeah,
right. So yeah, it's all in all, you know, a fun package. It also is great for us, for, you know, for the orchestras too, because even though Beethoven is obviously a very popular composer and we tend to perform his music often as classical musicians, but it's never easy, right?
Right.
And it's particularly for orchestras, I think there's a sense of ensemble playing and discipline that is unique to performing his music. And so it is also a good exercise, so to speak, for us musicians too, to really, you know, to make sure that we do a major work by Beethoven every year as well, for the development of the orchestra, of the ensemble. And then we get to have fun doing it. So,
and which Beethoven work is that this time around?
Oh, this time it is his Symphony No. 8. So it's probably maybe I'm not sure if it's the least performed symphonies, but it's one of the, you know, probably the first and the eighth symphonies are probably performed the least often compared to the fifth, right, or the seventh or the ninth.
All the even numbers minus the six.
Yeah, so they're, you know, I don't know how much, you know, we'll get into that now, but I mean, there's an interesting sort of pairing of odd number symphonies and even number symphonies. And eighth is, you know, the eighth, it is so different from the seventh or the ninth. And sometimes it kind of tends to get a little bit forgotten or overshadowed by those two mammoth works. But, you know, it's Beethoven. It's at probably his most humorous and sort of the sunniest side of him, the witty side of him really comes out, almost going back to one of his early mentors who was Haydn. Still, it's Beethoven. There's this sense of almost this kind of obsession and kind of jarring accents or harmonies that it's definitely Beethoven, but it's based in a classical model.
But the Beethoven Symphony is sharing a program with a few works not by Beethoven.
Yeah, we, you know, with Beethoven Blue Jeans concert, you know, sometimes we do mostly Beethoven or all Beethoven, and sometimes we have works that kind of share either the same kind of spirit or maybe a little bit of the similar, like, musical DNA, so to speak, with the Beethoven work in question. So we have two works surrounding it. What's unique about this one is that, you know, oftentimes when we go to orchestra concert, the symphony, whatever the symphony is, will occupy the second half of the program after the intermission. This time it's different. So the Beethoven Eighth Symphony will be right before the intermission to close out the first half. And then the second half, it will be devoted to the mammoth violin concerto by Brahms. I mean, it's funny because the first movement of the Brahms violin concerto is almost as long as the entire four movements of the Beethoven, a symphony. You know, in terms of like its epic proportions and, you know, and length and so on. So, yeah, so we have the Brahms Violin Concerto featuring one of my favorite guest artists I love working with, and that's Sayaka Shoji. She's been here a few times, and she really wanted to come back this season, and then Brahms was on top of her list. And of course, you know, with Brahms early on in his career, everybody around him, including the Schumanns, kind of consider him to be the next Beethoven. And
a lot of pressure.
So yeah, and then, you know, we do consider Brahms, even though he's definitely from decades later, obviously. We tend to think of him as a romantic composer, but in terms of how he wrote, how he composed, he kind of carries along that classical tradition, sort of the extension of Haydn and Beethoven going into Brahms. So, you know, it fits really well. And then we open the program with something that actually it's a little bit misleading, because if you just see the last name, it just says Schoenberg.
Great. So, yeah,
so some of your listeners might think, oh, it's Arnold Schoenberg, but it's actually no relation. And his name is Adam Schoenberg, American composer, mid-30s, I think. And he now lives and works out in Southern California. We've done a piece of his several years ago called Finding Rothko. He had written a sort of a mini symphony based on the paintings by Mark Rothko. And we performed it here several years ago because there was a big Rothko exhibit at the Columbia Museum of the Art. So it was sort of a tie-in with that exhibit. And that was really my first exposure to his music, Adam's music. And what he does so well, you know, when we think of Beethoven, it's definitely true in the Eighth. I feel like he has so much fun with rhythm. Mm-hmm. And there are composers like Adam Schoenberg, who now does that, you know, in our own time. So, you know, it's kind of made a natural sort of an opener to proceed before the Beethoven Symphony to do a piece by Adam Schoenberg, and it's called Go. And it's a fun opener. Initially, it was a string quartet or string quintet for a festival in Lexington, Kentucky. So his first image was horse racing, right, mm-hmm. in Kentucky. And then the next sort of association was racing. So it sounds as though the strings do this lick before the piece starts, where it sounds like they're revving up the engine.
Oh, wow.
So it actually sounds like that. And then the overture, you know, follows. But yeah, so it's a great fun piece. And the goal with Beethoven Blue Jeans program, you know, every year is to be mindful also that because of its premise, we probably have more first-time concert goers than any of our other Masterworks concerts. It's different when we have programs like Music of Star Wars or, you know, Halloween concerts with Harry Potter or something like that. But within the Masterworks series framework, you know, this is the natural one for a lot of people to try orchestra concert for the first time. So, you know, we try to make the concert, the entire program fun and something that even the people who are not familiar with the genre, so to speak, can enjoy.
And finally, since this is Beethoven and Blue Jeans, and you said you and the orchestra would all be dressed accordingly, what will you be wearing? Skinny jeans, dark wash?
Oh, jeez. I tend to wear, not skinny jeans, but it's like they're more tapered or so. And then usually dark wash is usually what I like to wear. So
yeah. Give you some mobility and touch of class on the podium.
You know, what's great is used to be, you know, jeans. I used to not like wearing jeans because they were not the most comfortable thing to wear. But now, you know, these brands, they make these sort of, you can travel in these jeans. You know, they have a little bit of stretch. So it makes it so much more comfortable.
It's a different world.
It's a different world. And, you know, it's especially for the gentlemen in the orchestra who typically wear for Masterworks, it's like a full tail, right? The full tuxedo, you know, the tail coats with the white vest and, you know, with the tuxedo shirt and a bow tie, the whole, right? The formal one. They're used to that. So they love Beethoven Blue Jeans because at least compared to what they normally have to wear at concerts, it's just so much more comfortable.
Well, Morihiko, I hope that all the pieces on the program fit you all just like a well-worn pair of jeans.
Yeah, thank you.
Part of a conversation I had with Morihiko Nakahara, music director of the South Carolina Philharmonic. The Philharmonic's annual Beethoven and Blue Jeans concert, now 20 years old, will be held on Saturday, January 12th at 7:30 p.m. at the Koger Center in Columbia. As mentioned, the concert will feature works by Beethoven and Adam Schoenberg, as well as an appearance by guest artist Sayaka Shoji, who will use a 1729 Stradivarius to perform Brahms' Violin Concerto. More information at scphilharmonic.com. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller.